deep breath, and let's move into our final marab. I know some of you are just wanting to get at the drinks and the food right now, but let's end this. Let's end this year of our shouds together. Let's end it with this marab. I have a little music on, please. I want you to consider also in doing this, for those of you who came up to the front, or if you were thinking about it, a lot of you thought, what would I say if I went up there? You really sang it for the ones who are awakening as secondary. You said it to yourself. You really said it to yourself. Remember your own words. Take your own advice. Just allow. It's a big, you know, if you distill all of that, it's allow. Relax into your realization. It's going to happen. But once you hit awakening, relax into your realization. It's not the human that does it, doesn't have to do it. Not even the human that necessarily actually wants to do it. But now you can relax into it. You had it pretty tough. Matter of fact, you had it real tough. The ones that come after you are not going to have it so difficult. You went to the edge of yourself, limits of your mind and limits of what you thought you could possibly endure. So many parts of your life were absolutely, absolutely shattered. Relationships, jobs. A lot of you had it affect your health. But then just your inner world, how it was turned inside out, upside down. And as Mark said, the constant mind, the mind just churning out crap and then more crap on that crap, and the mind churning and churning, and you almost can't shut it down. It's just, it's taken on its own life, it seems, and it will never shut up. But then it does. And then it just quiets. And then it just quiets. It's, you could say it's exhausted itself. Maybe it's felt something. Maybe it's felt this realized self from the future, which is actually right here. Maybe it felt that realization comes. And then it just quiets down. Oh, as times you just wish you could break apart the mind. Stop all that thinking, worrying. It's almost obsessive, addictive. All that chattering away, all that dredging up memories from the past, all the ghosts, and the mind goes on in this battling of all these things, trying to figure it out, getting more and more and more obsessive, and then it all goes quiet. Not because you're trying to make it quiet, not because your mind is trying to make it quiet. Mind wouldn't know how to do that. It just goes quiet. It's kind of like almost a wonderment, magic in the air. So many of you are going to come to that this year, 2020. 2020, like the year of vision, perfect balance, harmony, symmetry. And again, not because it's the year 2020. I really look at it the other way. You made the year 2020. It didn't make you. The ones who come after you, they're going to have it a lot easier. They're going to have your words. They're going to have your consciousness. They're going to go through it a lot faster and a lot easier. They're still going to have hardships, yes. It'll still be rude in many ways, but there's no other group. I really want you to feel this now. There's no other group, no other individuals that are going to have had it as rough and as rude as you've had it. No others. It's when you're at the front, taking the lead, when you're the first ones to go into consciousness and energies and experiences. It's always the hardest, but also the most rewarding. No other group of humans is ever going to have it as difficult as you. I want you to acknowledge that. I want you to acknowledge what you've done. To really give yourself a hug. Don't worry about, some of you are thinking, well, isn't that kind of egotistical? No, it's not. I think it's really important right now, at the end of this year, coming into our 2020, to really acknowledge that no other group is going to have it as difficult. You paved the way, you've broken through paradigms that seem to be almost unbreakable. Broken through glass ceilings and spiritual ceilings that were almost impenetrable. You've broken through tremendous fears. Once that's done, the others who come after you, even though their path is their own, there's kind of a template, there's a way to go beyond that's already been paved. I think it's really important right now as we end this year, this decade, as we come into realization, to please acknowledge yourself for the role you've played, for what you've done. There's no grand prize for doing it. There's no financial compensation. You don't get an extra place, a special place at the Ascended Masters Club when you finally get there. But there's the acknowledgement within yourself. There's the acknowledgement that you heard this call from Tobias years ago, or perhaps when I came in, and we kind of got together in an ungrouping kind of way, and kind of loosely formed, some would say, ragtag group of soon-to-be masters. And you went through some of the very, very toughest. And so much of it wasn't yours, but you took it on. I wanted to scold you more often along the way for taking on what wasn't yours. Breaking through walls that really weren't yours to begin with. I really wanted to scold you more. And I realized a number of years back that, no, actually, you were choosing this. You wanted it. I mean, not to make things hard, but you wanted to break through barriers that weren't even yours so you could make everyone else's journey a little bit easier. So I kind of laid off on that. I pointed it out to you. I said, most of this isn't yours. What, 92% isn't yours? But I stopped chastising you for it because I realized, no, this is why you're here. There are barriers, there are walls, there are mazes, and there are dead-end passages. There's a lot of things in the way. Going into realization, Yes, it's natural, but there are a lot of things in the way. You found a way to break through them, get through them. I want you to give yourself credit for that now also. I still debate with myself, of course, and I always win. But I still debate with myself, should I have given you a harder time about taking on things that really weren't yours? Should I have just said, here's the secret, these things aren't yours, don't take them on? Or should I have said, look at what they are doing. They're taking on mass consciousness. They're taking on ancestral karma. They're taking on stuck energies. They're taking on wounds of nations and religions and groups. So give yourself credit for what you took on that wasn't yours. I guess I'm glad I didn't give you a hard time, let you take it on. Because I know it's going to be one of the most meaningful things you take after you leave this planet. It's a real gift you gave yourself. Let's take a good deep breath together and just feel into it for a moment. No other group will ever have it as tough. Please acknowledge yourself for what you've done, including taking on things that were not yours. You're all guilty of it, every one of you. Even though you think it was yours, even though you're still going to insist that it was yours, it wasn't. Every one of you. Let's take a moment to enjoy that quiet, calmness. Is ahead. A lot of realization going on here in Schomberland. Of course, things are going to change, you know. Crimson Circle, how we do things, where we focus on. I'll continue to talk a lot about your new relationship with energy, a lot about physics. I mean, real physics of how energy works. And watch, by the way, your own planet. There's going to be a couple of big breakthroughs in this coming year, all about energy. Theories, of course, but profound new theories. Take some years to really go through the process. But watch how what you're doing is kind of, in a way, parallel with other things going on Earth. Now, they're going to think in energy in terms of force, propulsion, fuel, that type of things. And they're going to, with these breakthroughs, talking about how it's going to radically change the planet in the coming few decades. Watch how they're talking about that, and you're going through your own energy changes, radical discoveries about you and energy and consciousness and how it works. Watch how what you're going through has its parallel, its symbolic manifestation on the planet. It's no coincidence. Like when these new theories, breakthroughs are talked about, and you read about them, and you kind of laugh to yourself, and they're just starting to really understand energy. When that happens, I want you to realize that, you know, a discovery on the human level, the, you know, scientist or physicist about energy, for instance, would not have been there if you weren't doing what you're doing, period. That should give you the chills. That should give you the, oh, wow. Let's take a deep breath together. Beauty of this day, beauty of our gathering, all the Ascended Masters who came in, the ones who are watching back at the Ascended Masters Club. Let's take a good deep breath for Chambra. They live a few blocks off of Main Street. With that, remember, all is well in all of creation. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.